This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, sometimes I have friends that are doctors, right? In Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's full of billionaires, crypto billionaires, hedge fund billionaires, VC billionaires. And these guys do like in-house calls, right? Houses that I could never get into. These are buddies of mine. So they get a call. Let's say it's like a top guy, top VC guy, top hedge fund manager worth a couple billion dollars. Hey, I need you to come do like a checkup on me in-house. These guys are not going to go to a clinic. Guess who's walking right behind the doctor? Me, brother. They don't want to fucking talk to me. They don't care if I'm wearing a $50,000 Rolex, a $100,000 Rolex. They just want to figure out if their health and their blood work is in check. But guess who got access to the room? The person that supplied the need, which is the doctor in that situation. So you don't have to have money. And if you position yourself correctly, you can get access to literally any room. AI is going to replace a lot of people, brother. And in 2019, I had the privilege to sit down, I can't disclose the names, but with some people that were working on some top tier AI companies. And recently I had the privilege of talking to some people that are executives or high up people at OpenAI. In 2019, when I set out to build Capital Club, my entire premise was, based off my conversations with these people, was I need to build an AI proof company. And as I sat down with these people, I said, there's two things that AI will never be able to replace: personal development and community. So AI will never be able to eat healthy on your behalf. It'll never be able to go to the gym on your behalf. And community, they'll never be able to have this, right, on your behalf. Yeah, that may be 30, 40, 50 years down the road. It doesn't really matter. It may not replace construction workers at this time. That may be 100 years down the road. But all these white collar skills, dude, I had one of my lawyers, my retainer's $500 an hour. That's what I have to pay. I'm assuming my lawyer knows the shit that they're talking about. I cross-referenced that with ChatGPT, some Puerto Rican tax law, whatever. My lawyer was wrong. I fired that motherfucker instantly.
Really?
Yes, brother. Yes. So now I'm like, okay, what about 10 years down the road? This thing that's going to understand and read all the tax law, that's going to understand all the criminal like playground. Am I going to need a lawyer? Potentially not. Am I going to need an accountant when AI can literally run my books? Most likely not. And you're seeing now with the editing softwares, right? AI is literally chopping up and editing shit instantly. Am I going to need a video editor? Oh yeah, but you're going to need a video editor for movies. Yeah, but that's short-term thinking. What about 10 years down the road? So I'm building companies of tomorrow because technology is advancing so quickly. There's a concept known as Moore's Law. I think Moore is the guy that created, I think, Dell. Don't quote me, but I think it's Dell. And he created this concept of Moore's Law, that technology advances super quickly and it becomes cost efficient. So the processing power doubles and the cost happens every like 2 years or something like that. So stuff is ramping up and people are still going to university. People are still doing traditional jobs, maybe fine, but 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road, how are you going to be positioned? So in 2019, I was like, I need to build an AI-proof company. Build Capital Club, focus on developing this concept of entrepreneurs, building and scaling digital businesses and community, like this interaction, irreplaceable.
Yeah.
And it's playing out just according to plan.
I've seen some people say it's going to become so smart that we will literally not even be able to understand it.
Brother, just wait till somebody creates an AI that puts Jesus, Muhammad, the Buddha, all into one, and people start worshiping the church of AI. Just wait for it, bro. Watch it, clip this. Wait for it, bro. Motherfuckers in Japan already have virtual girlfriends in the metaverse. Yeah. What do you think? People are not going to
be a big thing.
Come on,
virtual
brother.
Girlfriends, where they virtual, can actually figure out like the how to make a physical,
a virtual girl that's powered by AI that knows your personality, that caters to you, that has a sort of personality.
Doesn't give you any shit,
brother. Come on, like it may not be today, but remember, 50, 100 years ago, people were talking about cell phones. Very few people were talking about cell phones. 20, 30 years ago, people were talking about the internet changing the world, and everybody called them freaks. Mm. Everybody called them idiots. And that's what we use it today. We're basically cyborgs, bro. We don't go anywhere without our phones. Mm. Nowhere. Now, wait till AI is integrated into every aspect of humanity. Game over, brother.
Do you ever worry that this potentially worrying future that we're about to enter is not a place where you would want to raise kids or have kids of your own?
I'll just, like I told you, bro, get a property, a little ranch. We can go 50-50 on a ranch in Patagonia, bro. You cut the logs.
Yeah. Give me a nice sharp axe. I'll get to work.
Yeah, bro. So my plan is very simple. Be liquid, be able to move. But yeah, no plans for kids, bro, honestly.
Yeah.
There's plenty of kids out there, maybe raise some orphans. And that's kind of one of the things I want to do.
Okay.
Plenty of children to take care of.
I was going to ask you as well, because you said you managed to get yourself into some of these situations where you're having some pretty amazing conversations with pretty important people. How do you nestle your way into these places and create these opportunities for yourself?
I think you use the right word, create opportunity. I think before you create an opportunity, you need to identify the opportunity. So most people, for example, you probably get a fuck ton of DMs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every single day. Oh, let me come edit for you. Let me come do this for you. Or let's train together. Or hey, I'm in Dubai. Or hey, I'm in whatever. You get hundreds of DMs. Same thing with me. But nobody ever comes to me and says, hey, Luke, I identified this need, this vulnerability in your business. I know how to increase your returns by X amount of money. I know how to make money for you. I know how to do this for you. I'll do it for free. Here it is. What, I wouldn't respond to that DM? Mm. We read our DMs. People don't seem to understand, bro. So what I did is I study people the same way that I study markets. People have needs. People have vulnerabilities. People have necessities. Even the richest, most successful person in the world, they have something that they're lacking. It may not be money, but they may be lacking in health. They may be lacking in connections. They may be lacking in a specific resource. Your goal is to position yourself in that situation to supply that need and come in as what? The irreplaceable, most experienced, in-demand person, so not just to make money, but to capture the opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll give you an example because people always ask me how I met Andrew Tate, right? So I met him when he had 83,000 followers on IG. What had happened? He'd gotten banned, right? So I came in with my team. Hey, I got you. I got you taken care of.
What year was this? This was before the big ban.
Yeah, of course. So he'd gotten banned. Yeah. Like, you know, he gets banned multiple times. It was a rough one, but I hit him up. Hey, I can get your account back within 24 hours. And I paid for it. Right. Cost me, I think like $10,000. I paid for it.
He will fucking respect that.
Yeah. And it's just like, and I did it because I was like, okay, I fuck with this guy. I like what he's talking about. Mm. I didn't think he was going to be doing 3-5 billion views a week on social platforms. I didn't, but I wanted to be in connection with people that I respected, that people that I had synergy with. So I took care of him. Then that led to business opportunities with him, right? Then he got banned again. Who was there? Who was the first person that got the call? Me, right? So having direct access to individuals is directly correlated to your ability to supply their what? Their needs.
Solving rich people problems.
Yeah, solving, brother. You know, sometimes I have friends that are doctors, right? In Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's full of billionaires, crypto billionaires, hedge fund billionaires, VC billionaires. And these guys do like in-house calls, right? Houses that I could never get into. These are buddies of mine. So they get a call. Let's say it's like a top guy, top VC guy, top hedge fund manager worth a couple billion dollars. Hey, I need you to come do like a checkup on me in-house. These guys are not going to go to a clinic. Guess who's walking right behind the doctor? Me, brother. They don't want to fucking talk to me. They don't care if I'm wearing a $50,000 Rolex, $100,000 Rolex. They just want to figure out if their health and their blood work is in check. But guess who got access to the room? The person that supplied the need, which is the doctor in that situation. So you don't have to have money. People are always like, oh, I don't have money. I don't have anything to provide to you. You know, I'm a small guy. Then don't fucking talk to me. If you have nothing to provide, why am I going to waste time with you?
Yeah.
You need to come in as the most experienced, irreplaceable, and high demand individual so that you can get access to the room. And if you position yourself correctly, you can get access to literally any room. And if you say, no, you can't, perfect, you can't. But I am a walking testament that it's possible. Now, if people perceive you as immature, unprofessional, unprepared, then that's a response that you're going to get. So once again, become the best at what you do, become irreplaceable, and be in high demand by developing your skill sets, position yourself properly, and with enough iteration, eventually somebody will say yes. Most people send one DM and expect that person to respond. No, sometimes you need to follow up consistently, and you need to be what? Like you said, consistent, discipline of outreach. Okay, perfect. You want to get in the music industry? How many producers, how many musicians have you messaged? How many people have you tried to help? You want to get in the fitness industry? How many fitness influencers you want to lift with? How many people have you said, hey, like me, let me take care of, I got this kit of whatever the need may be. I'm an entrepreneur. I can help you grow your revenue by this amount. That's how I got started my entrepreneurial journey. I helped a company in Wall Street with Facebook ads, right? And I did it for free for 2 months. Free service, doubled the revenue with Facebook ads. After the 2 months, I called them like, hey, I want a contract. Like, I want a contract. They're like, okay, we'll talk about it next month. The next day, I turned off their ads. The next day, they called me, fly up to New York.
Yeah.
They gave me, I think, a $6,000, $7,000 a month retainer, right? So that's the entire premise is you need to be able to provide value ahead of time and you can get into the rooms.
Mm-hmm. What would be your advice when it comes to building a community? Because I think you, from the looks of things, you're pretty good at that. And you have, what's this, the club you've created?
Capital Club.
Is that like live now or is that?
It's live.
Yeah.
It's live. So it's divided into two categories. The first one is for high-end entrepreneurs. So people in the 7 to 9 figure range. We have about 300 members and it costs $15,000 a year, right? Yeah. So it's a high ticket product, but all these people come back every single year. So it's the ability to network, connect with people, gives you access to deal flows and investments that nobody really can get access to in the marketplace. Then we have our subscription, which is $1 a day for people to be able to network and connect with experts at a community level. So that's available. But the big thing that I've learned from community is authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my people what I mean, and I mean what I tell them. People trust me because they know I'm not going to lie to them. And that's the foundation of everything. It's the relationship that you have with a girl. It's the relationship that you have with your parents, with your friends, with your business partner, and also with your community. If they can't trust you, they're not going to fuck with you. And the best way to trust somebody is if you know that what they're telling you is the truth.
Mm.
And the best way to be truthful is to be authentic.
Yeah.
The truest version of yourself. So that's why people fuck with me, is because what I say, I actually mean it.
I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of guys struggle with. They might hide away, which is fair enough, but they just focus on acquiring skills, building a business, making money. And if they do it properly and they focus over time, they achieve that goal. But the problem is they don't have any friends. They don't have any other men in a similar situation who they can speak to and socialize with. So I think there is this trend of these private members club, these communities, even like the War Room, where it's an opportunity for people to almost, they buy in, but then they just will have access to all these other amazing people who have made a load of money. And everybody's just, because when you get into a position where you have a load of money, you're not afraid to keep the secrets to yourself.
Yeah.
That you just want to help everyone else out because they all understand that everybody can make money. It's not a scarce resource.
Well, exactly. There's plenty for everybody to go around. And like you said, it's the scarcity of mindset of bottlenecking your information. Dude, I tell my people everything.
Mm.
Everything. I have nothing to hold back, nothing. But like you said, I agree 100% with you, brother. You said men, especially people that are, you know, dude, men are fucking lonely, bro. People don't seem to understand that. 77% of suicides, men. Every 5 minutes, a man commits suicide. Dude, like, who's going to fucking step up and be like, yo, I got you guys. Mm. Like, hey, you know, there's a couple guys, but obviously they're getting censored. Community is extremely important. And people bash and shit on communities, but communities that are oriented towards the development of self and authenticity will stand the test of time. I think there's three types of relationships that every man should have. One is they should have a mentor, somebody that they look up to, that they can learn from, that they can be tutored by. That, bro, look at every king in history. They all had tutors. They all had mentors. Mm. Look at Homer. Look at Socrates. Look at Aristotle. All of them had mentors. Every single last one of them. Look at Plato. All of them had what? Mentors. You need somebody to learn from that is a senior, that is more developed in the areas that you want to grow in. And you'll have different mentors for different things. The next one is you need what? An equal. You need community. You need somebody that is at your level that what? Resonates with you. A brotherhood. So you need a mentor, you need a brotherhood, and finally, you need a mentee. Every person, even if you're a scrub, you need a mentee. Maybe it's your little brother. Who are you mentoring? Why? Because that person keeps you accountable to continue developing. Why? Because they're there. So you need to take care of somebody, you need to be equals with people, you need to have a mentor. Every man needs one of, at least one person in each one of those three relationships in order to what? Avoid this feeling of isolation and loneliness. But it requires what? Two things. Proactiveness, actually going out and seeking these people. They're not just going to show up. Mm. And two, intentionality. What are you doing with that relationship? Are you giving? Are you asking? Every relationship is a give and take. You need to be able to provide value and receive value. And in that, you build what? Reciprocity. It's the reciprocity principle. It's the back and forth. It's the ping pong. It's the business, right?
Even with the, I've only done two masterminds, but I mean, particularly the last one I did in Marbella. I mean, obviously I was doing my thing.
How was that?
It was really good. I was providing value from my end, but because there's a buy-in, the amount of stuff that I learned that weekend was crazy. Because everybody had come from different backgrounds, but ultimately the one thing we all had in common was we were all making money. Mm. But a skill set which I had, which they, like, I say one of my biggest skill sets when I compare myself to all of them is I've mastered the art of social media, but I've built a following. That's one thing that they struggle with. But some of those guys were really switched on when it comes to like business or email marketing or all these little things. And we were just talking and discussing and they were like, oh, you should do this or you should try this. And I was just like, what? Like that's, I never even thought about that. And I've walked away from that weekend where everybody's better off. And not only that, like I'm sure we made some long-term friends. And overall, it was a great experience.
You got mentored by your mentees.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like that's the exact, and then you had some equals. Mm. And then you have people in the fitness space that you look up to and those people mentor you. And now that's why you have that compatibility. And even though you're a lone wolf, you have those three relationships balanced. Every man needs that. But most men are isolated in their room with their little fucking LED lights and on their computer playing video games. And they assume that people are going to come to them and reach out to them. Mm-hmm. If you want to become a high value man, it's not just to get a high value woman. It's to find other high value men that will what? Be in synergy with you. Yeah. Because a mastermind, this concept of a mastermind is when many minds come together to form a mastermind. So a mastermind isn't an event. A mastermind is when many brilliant people come together to form literally a super brain.
Have you done them before?
Yes. Yeah.
How have they been for you?
Huh?
How have they been for you?
Incredible.
Yeah.
I think people should go to masterminds. I think people should become extremely skilled and build their own masterminds, whether it's at a mentee level or at a peer level. I think you can do a free mastermind. If you're in business, an aspiring entrepreneur, if you know aspiring entrepreneurs in your area, it doesn't have to be the same business. Maybe you're in digital marketing. Maybe the other guy runs a lawn mowing business. Maybe the other guy runs a roofing company. Maybe the other guy runs a tourism company. But what can you learn from each other? And in that relationship, you build what? A mentorship group. You build an accountability group. It doesn't have to be paid, but usually the paid ones come with structure, more experience, things that you can count on. But every man should be involved in groups of accountability, in groups of mentorship, 100%. It's undeniable. Most of the successful people, brother, I'll give you an example. I live in Puerto Rico. The Ritz-Carlton, the membership, $100,000 to get in. Right. If you want to be part of the club at the Ritz-Carlton, it's $100,000. That's the buy-in. Okay. Why did I pay for my Ritz-Carlton membership? Because of the members that are there.
Yeah.
It's my buy-in. There's places where you have to pay to play. There's rooms that we will never be able to get into because it'll cost you fucking $50 million. What do you think? People that go and pay those, you know, people go to charities and they'll go and drop $25 million on a charity. Do you think some of these guys are doing it out of goodwill? No, because they realize that who they're giving the charity to, whatever that organization, that foundation is, will give them access to that club, that group of people. And then my maintenance fee every single month is $1,000. Why do I do that? Because I know that when I go to the pool area, it's full of rich people. Why? Because I know how much it costs them to pay there. So I know it's no bullshit. But it's a pay-to-play game, just like in a video game. Do you want to get into the high places? You either need to be super experienced, super skilled, super prestigious, or you got to pay.